from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump doesn't think Europe can bring an end to the Iran-Israeli conflict. Speaking from New Jersey's Morristown Airport today, Trump says of a meeting that was scheduled between Iran's foreign minister and top diplomats from Britain, France, and Germany in Geneva, he said Europe won't be able to help and adds he hopes people come to their senses soon. The president also contradicted his intelligence community's claims about Iran's nuclear capabilities, saying they can develop a bomb much sooner than has been reported. A new coronavirus variant that causes a severe sore throat is now believed to make up more than one-third of COVID cases in the U.S. right now.
The highly contagious variant called Nimbus has a symptom that is being referred to as a razor blade throat because it feels like swallowing razor blades. The CDC says this makes up about 37% of coronavirus cases nationwide and recently caused coronavirus surges in China and other parts of Asia. Right now, the CDC has coronavirus activity labeled as low in the U.S. Scott Pringle, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And a 38-year-old Pennsylvania man is accused of stashing hidden cameras in public boardwalk bathrooms in Ocean City. Harold Perkins was arrested at his Philadelphia home today. He's been charged with 6 counts each of invasion of privacy and endangering the welfare of children by manufacturing child pornography. Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. It was a slow day for stocks. The Supreme Court is rejecting a request to speed up a challenge to tariffs implemented by the White House. This means the Trump administration has a 30-day window to file a response to the challenge, which came from two toy makers who were hoping to have steep tariffs declared invalid. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 35 points at 42,206. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Are we in for some intense sun? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our big weather headline here is New Jersey's first heat wave of the year coming up early next week. It's going to be a doozy. Technically, our rain chances this weekend aren't zero, but any shower activity will be brief and isolated. Let's enjoy a nice summery night here with partly cloudy skies. Lows dip into the upper 60s. And tomorrow looks good. Warmer than today, upper 80s to around 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. Sunday's going to be hot and becoming more humid with mostly sunny skies, highs in the lower to mid 90s, and it only gets worse as dangerous heat builds in for early next week. Blazing sunshine Monday, thermometers reach the upper 90s, the heat index well over 100 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Berkeley Heights 82, Manalapan 83, Salem also 83 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Casino Pier in Breakwater Beach in Seaside Heights. They have deals and discounts all summer long. Check out CasinoPier.com to get details for specials on ride wristbands, water park admission, eat, putt, and play, and more. Know before you go, get more family fun this summer.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.